We've had some false starts with booking with My Second Heart, but we finally have had a chance to get them aboard, and I'm so glad. These guys played at the Pittsburgh Marathon recently. You're going to hear them this morning, and I'll tell you more about this group after you hear this song. They're kicking off our Youth Expression Showcase for this hour. Here is My Second Heart. There you've got the group My Second Heart, and they know how to wind their way into a radio person's heart. You know, that's some of the tips included in getting an album played. You include a song about radio, maybe a song about a holiday, and it'll be pulled out. And make it an obscure holiday, like Bastille Day that just passed or something. It'll come out at least once a year, especially in France. Let's meet who is here. You guys are usually a quartet, but I think somebody's missing today, right?
Oh, yes.
But that's okay. I'm glad we've got three out of the four of you. And I guess we'll start with Jack Decker, who's right here. Hey, Jack.
Hey.
Tell me a little bit about you, where you're from, and how this band came together, if you're the best guy to explain that.
Well, I'm from Beachview, and I've lived there all my life. And the band kind of came together when these two guys and our drummer, Sam Hedden, we all went to the same church when we were little, and we kind of just hung out when we were little. And eventually, Sully, how old were you when you got your first guitar?
13.
So he was 13, and he gets a guitar, and he starts learning. He starts taking lessons, but he doesn't really learn anything. And Alex decides that since Sully's taking up guitar and a whole bunch of his other friends are taking up guitar, he's going to take up guitar. So now, like, all the pressure's on me. I'm like, yep, know nothing about music. Yep, okay, keep going. And eventually what happened is I started playing Guitar Hero, and I noticed that you could never hear the bass. So I'm just like, that seems wrong. So I start playing the bass. And
the real bass.
The real bass, yes, not the Guitar Hero.
There is no bass hero, is there?
No, and that's wrong.
Yeah, there's no banjo hero, there's no dobro hero. I think there's a whole market out there for other kinds of music in the sector. So how long have you guys been playing together?
Just over 2 years.
That's terrific. In this configuration, is the band, has it been that long?
Yeah, it's been like, I don't know, it feels like it's been a really long time, but it actually hasn't. I don't know, we're all babies.
Well, I don't know about that, but it's nice to meet you. And everybody here is 15 or 16. Jack is 15. And the aforementioned Sully Dunn is 16 and goes to Canon McMillan and lives in 84. And Sully, tell me about playing the marathon. What was that like?
Oh, it was pretty good. We met a lot of strange characters playing the marathon. We went into the street, played a little while the people ran by. It was a really cool experience, actually.
And you had a tour in the spring. Where did you go?
A tour in the spring. We played the library.
Oh, I was thinking you went further. Maybe it wasn't in the spring, but where did you? Did you guys go to a few other cities or out and about? Maybe it wasn't in the spring. When was it?
Oh, it was in the spring. I forgot about that. We had this really epic gig in Akron, actually. So it was kind of like a band road trip, and it was really cool.
That's nice. That's interstate commerce. That's a good thing. Have you guys recorded a CD yet?
Yeah, we just recorded the album actually down at Mount Lebanon, and it's pretty cool. I'm proud of it, I think. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, we've linked to the band's site today, and we're really happy to do that. Now, the other member who is here with us today is Alex Loverich Bernard, who's lead guitarist. And I should mention Sully was playing rhythm guitar. How are you, Alex?
Oh, I'm doing very good.
And you're at Upper St. Clair High School, is that right?
Yes, that's right. I'm just going into my sophomore year. It was, you know, it was a good experience. First year of high school, I really liked it. And I got through a lot of music, really kept me going. It was, you know, it's playing with the band's been it's just really been a great experience altogether.
Excellent. Well, I want to be sure we get to at least two or three more songs. So who wrote that first song that we heard?
That was Sully who wrote that song.
Okay. And Sully, what's the next song and who wrote it?
Oh, this is a song that I kind of wrote. It's called Montana. It's about one of our favorite states.
Montana.
Yeah.
Have you played there yet?
I haven't played Montana, but I know no one from there. Except this strange girl I met, and I wrote a song about it.
Well, that's very good. Here they are again, My Second Heart.
Ba, 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 ba.
She said, hey, what do you do around here for fun? Everybody knows you never get things done. If the sky's clear like they always are, we'll be a dancing amid the expensive cars. When the dancing's done, sing ourselves a song. Make our count in years how long. A pretty girl like you should be up to the same. Could you just tell me what is your name? She said, it's funny that you ask my name is, cause I've got many of them. I was born deep in the mountains where the boys are quite different. And if you really want to call me something, call me your sweetheart for short. I would really love if you would tell me more about this world of yours. All right. She said, so that's what you do around here for fun. What are you up to when the days are done? When the moon comes up, no one ever sleeps. Still all singing in harmony. Adventures at night, they are the trend. Scary stories seem funny with friends. A pretty girl like you should be up to the same. And baby, just tell me, what is your name? She said, it's funny that you ask what my name is, cause I've got many of them. I was born deep in the mountains where the boys are quite different. And if you really want to call me something, call me your sweetheart for short. I would really love if you would tell me more about this world of yours. Well, my sweetheart, let me tell you this right now. My world is stranded, it's falling down. Why don't you save me? I asked her so politely. And she said, I will if you could tell me her name. What my name is, cause I've got many of them. I was born deep in the mountains where the boys are way different. And if you really want to call me something, come to Montana for short. I would really love if you would tell me more.
Second Heart at the Saturday Light Brigade, and gosh, you guys sound great, and you guys have got to be practicing a lot, I would think, or maybe not. Jack, how are you?
Oh goodness, yes. It's certainly hard during the school year, but we try to get together as many weekends as possible, practice as much as possible.
Sully just said, really? Are we really practicing that much? At least I thought that's what I heard you say. But I know you guys are pretty well coordinated, and it's not easy to do the vocals, I think, that you're doing, and as well as how close you are rhythmically, and you really sound good as a unit together. Now, normally you have a drummer with you who's not here today, but I suppose we ought to acknowledge Sam. Is it Sam?
Yes.
Hayden. Who are heading 15 Mount Lebanon High School. He gets a pass today for some reason. Should we let him off the hook?
No, definitely not let him off the hook. You're in so much trouble. Not really. We love him.
He's beautiful.
Yes. How are some of your peers reacting in high school or other places?
Strange, because no one expects, I don't know, random kids like us to be like in a rock band that plays this style of music, because no one really plays this style of music.
What would you call this style? What would you define it as?
I'd say pop-tastic, if anything else. I don't know.
I like it. Yeah, pop-tastic is about right. I kind of like that. Yeah, you can have it, but I'm not going to steal it. But no, actually, you are playing a very happy, it's an upbeat pop. But, you know, the guitar solos that were coming in there, particularly on that last song from Alex, were great. They were really hot, and the vocals and rhythm were really terrific. And it is kind of a you know, it's danceable, which is good. I mean, have you played shows at any of the schools that you go to yet? No?
Yes.
Okay.
We played a talent show at my school and we came in last place.
You're kidding!
It was incredible.
Who came in first place?
I forget. A really cool band, but they're...
That's outrageous to think that you would come in last place in a talent show. Alex just had an inspiration.
I mean, I can't really say that we came necessarily in last place, considering there weren't really all places. There was really just kind of a winner, and there was, a second place and a third place?
There were three bands.
Oh, well,
we could have been fourth place, who knows? You know, there were a lot of acts that night, but, you know,
I think it's just...
It could well be that last place is a distinction that you should be proud of, none of you have dreams of, you know, American Idol or America's Got Talent or anything, do you? Yeah. I mean, I think that, well, I know that this is better, but I think that just doing what it is that you're doing is what really matters, and success is a byproduct, not something that you shoot for when it gets down to it. It's 23 after 10. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for doing it. The group is called My Second Heart. What's the next song going to be? Alex is going to introduce it. He's also gotten out an electric guitar.
Yeah, this is just a solo, little solo song I wrote. It's usually on acoustic, but I'm just doing it on kind of a light, it's kind of a jazzy-ish tune, I guess you could say, I mean, in terms of the guitar style.
Jazz-tastic.
Yeah, jazz-tastic. Exactly. Thank you. But yeah, I'm just going to, it's a not too long of a song, but I just like to play it for you guys, and then we'll go back to a whole band song, but this is just a little solo piece of mine.
Oh, yes, you can begin whenever you're ready.
In the mirror, there's no mask where there was.
but I don't have to be anyone other than me anymore. And the sea gets rough sometimes, but that's why you learn to swim. Like waking up early to the radio voice of some politician.
Nice. That's Alex Loveridge Bernard of My Second Heart. I didn't get a chance. Actually, I had a chance. I just didn't ask any of you if you want to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in. I'll start with Solly.
Oh, I just say hi to my friend Kat. I said I was going to say hi to her. So, hi.
Said it. You did. How about you, Jack?
Hi to my mom. That's pretty funny, but hi, mom. And hi to everybody in Akron and Columbus who hopefully is listening.
Well, I hope so. And then we'll turn to Alex. Are these your folks here, Alex?
Yeah, I want to send a shout out to my parents who are in the studio with us right now. My man Dennis over there got a just gave us a little peace sign there. We've got a lot of friends in Ohio, you know, some friends in West Virginia. Just want to, you know, fans out there, just want to shout out to them. Really good friends of ours. And also just any new listeners who, you know, are interested in us. Just want to say thank you for listening and, you know, please check us out sometime.
Great. Well, you're in 16 counties right now in Pennsylvania and Ohio and West Virginia. Huh? Yeah, there are that many. It's you might even be in a parish or two, which is appropriate. You started in a church. We have time for one more song. I'd like you guys to come back sometime so we can have your drummer here if you would like, but also have you do a few more songs. What would you like to close up with?
I guess we're going to play All Get Together Again, right?
Yes.
This is a song I wrote about my girlfriend, who's not my girlfriend anymore, but it's called My Girlfriend.
My Girlfriend, yeah. Okay. But she's not your girlfriend, and she's not the girl in Montana. And
No. She's not the girl in Montana.
Okay. Okay. Well, once again, and it's really been a pleasure, you guys are terrific, and I wish you a lot of success. We've linked to... I think your MySpace page. No, we've linked to your Facebook page today. That's the right one. I would have been surprised if we linked to a MySpace site. Yeah. We still get people asking us to friend them on MySpace, and we do, but we don't really pay much attention. I don't know. You know, Google Plus may overtake Facebook, right? Who knows? It's all... just going and going. And then you know what's going to happen is the giant magnet will come from outer space and erase all the data.
I look forward to the day.
Yeah. Except everything will be even more important when that happens. Thank you for being with us. And here they are again, My Second Heart.
That you want me to be. I'll be a coupon so you can get things for free. I'll be the flash on your camera when it's dark. I'll be a spot where you can always bark. I'll be that paint that needs no primer. When you write poems, I'm a handheld rhymer. I'll be the lead in your plastic pencils. The rosemary if you have no basil. Just for you, my back would have been oak if you'd only be my girlfriend. La 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 la. I'll be anything that you want me to be. I'll be a bandage if you mess up your knee. I'll be a calculator once you're in higher math. I'll be a sitcom if you ever need to laugh. I'll be that water with fruit flavors. When you draw pictures, I'm construction paper. I'll be romantic if you're feeling lonely. I'll be the stable if you want a pony. Just for you, my back would have been, oh, if you'd only be my girlfriend. La 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 la. She said la 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 la. Just for you, my back would have bend if you'd only be my girlfriend. And she said, you don't have to try so hard, 'cause I love you just the way you are.
My Second Heart. Thank you, guys. What a great performance from My Second Heart. And I do hope we'll get a chance to have you back here sometime soon.